What's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly. I'm here with Jack Hastings, and I'm just surprise city councilman right now. And then you work at Valley Vista. You do surprise government. You teach.
Yeah, so I serve on the Surprise City Council since 2020 in November, and then I've taught high school at Valley Vista High School for about, this is year six now, so I've taught there since 2016, so yeah.
Wow, that's a long time. Okay, so I want to first talk about surprise being a councilman. So you won, we voted for you, obviously, that was awesome, and like, I mean, it was just cool seeing you run, and then just like, it was amazing. It was just like, I mean, I knew this guy, like, from afar. He didn't know me, but like he was always just had massive amount of gains and I like discipline, and now his discipline's paying off in other areas, you know, like in work and career and all that. So it's super cool. But anyways, I wanted to ask you, like, what is your goal of, you know, your goal of make, like, of your work and career as far as Surprise City Councilman? Like, what is your vision, I guess?
Yeah, sure. Well, the biggest thing is, yeah, I'm incredibly blessed by God to be in the position that I am, you know, and with the skills that I've been given. And so really, I mean, you know, your podcast is Living Life Abundantly, you know, and just really for me, it's just living life to the fullest and using the talents that God's given me for the maximum possible benefit of others. And, you know, part of that was, you know, you asked, you know, what is the goal? And so, I mean, long-term, that is the goal, you know, just making a difference in other lives and trying to make it less about me. You know, we're only allotted so much time here on earth and we want to maximize it. We want to do as much as possible. And I believe when you die, you go to heaven and, you know, you live life with the Lord there for eternity. You know, short-term though, on the city council, you know, one of the three things we ran on was public safety, jobs, education. So, working to make sure that Surprise is safe. I thought, you know, so a little background about those three things was, you know, when you move somewhere, what are the three things you look for? You look for a safe place, you have a place to work, and then you have a place for your kids to go to school, or you have a place for yourself to go to school, you know, depending on your age. But public safety, making sure that the public can stay safe, making sure we have adequate police officers and firefighters in the city, making sure that people have a place to work, making sure that we're offering not just jobs like fast food jobs, but careers and places for people to, you know, start their career and start a long-term job. And then education, you know, making sure that we have schools that partner with the city that benefit the kids and that can, you know, help educate the future of Surprise and make sure that we're investing in our kids. And, you know, we don't play a huge role in education. That's mostly the state legislature, but just partnering with the city and the schools and making sure that they just, the benefits are there for them and that they're growing and that they're moving forward to their lives and they're able to do something when they graduate school as well. So as far as teaching goes, you know, I entered teaching because it's a passion for me. I love teaching. I love the kids, and I call them kids, but I teach junior and seniors. I teach government and U.S. history. And, you know, being there and helping educate kids about, you know, just different government policies, being able to use some of my experience on the city council with things that we've been able to accomplish and go through just to help them understand concepts better has been a blessing too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Heck yeah. Wow. You're very articulate. I appreciate that because, like, it makes things easier. It makes things easy to understand. So you're very, like, I appreciate your communication skills. I want to admire that. I want to. Yeah. So city council, what is city council for those people who don't know it? How high up is that in the city and like, and how many of them are there and all that?
Yep. So, it depends on the city, but in Surprise, we have a mayor who's elected at large. So we have a mayor that represents all of Surprise, and most people are familiar with the position of mayor. The city council works with the mayor, and in our city, the city council is elected by district. So we have different areas of Surprise, and so we're sitting in District 5, which is the area that I represent, which it's goes south of Bell Road, north of Greenway, from Saraville to Litchfield, and then a little bit north and a little bit south. But it's essentially the middle part of Surprise, where we're in the city center area, which we're trying to work on building out. But what we do pretty much is this: the city council, in a sense, we don't handle the day-to-day decisions. We hire a city manager who is a full-time, his full-time job is running the city of Surprise. And he, you know, through him, so he's kind of the CEO, you know, he is the counselor, almost like the board. And we talk to, instead of the shareholders, you know, we talk to the residents, you know, so we try to run government in a sense like a business. And so we hire professionals to do jobs. It's impossible for us as city council members, you know, we all come from different backgrounds. Maybe I know a little bit about this and my colleague knows a little bit about that and so on. You know, maybe I know about education. He knows more about finance and stuff. But us as individuals don't know everything. And so it's important that we hire someone who is knowledgeable in those areas, who's a good leader, who has a full-time job, has a full-time salary to run the city of Surprise. And then we, as a council, we set the policy. So for instance, like one thing that's going on right now is, you know, we've gone back and forth with masks or something, you know, whether however you feel about masks, you know, the policy that is set by the city council to enforce masks across all of Surprise. But as far as like masks in city buildings, well, that's a city manager decision. You know, he is the boss and we can hire and fire him, but we don't have a lot of, you know, we have to get the right person, because if we disagree with one of his decisions, unless it's big enough to fire him, you know, or we just don't like it that much and we're going to part ways with him, then we have to, I mean, so we have to find the right person is what it is. And some other things we do is we represent the public. We're the first line of defense for the public. You know, when something goes wrong, most of the public doesn't know who the city manager is. They know who the mayor is. They know who their council members are. And so they communicate with us if maybe they need a stoplight in a certain location. And we communicate that with city staff, because oftentimes we're kind of that one-stop shop for residents to come to. And then our job as council members is to report to the mayor, report it to the public works department. Or if somebody wants, if somebody wanted a new stoplight, report it to public works and see, okay, is this viable? Is this a financial solution? Does this make sense? You know, financially, does this area make sense realistically and so on? And they look at the kind of the parts of it and they decide whether or not it's the right move or not. And so that's kind of what we do, is we're the first line of defense for the public to talk to. And then our job is to refer it to the correct city department, who will evaluate and maybe make a change if needed. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. So, okay. Can I just ask you to explain that? Because you're very smart. I feel like you're very smart. So can you explain that, like, just like very simply, or like, and then also, and then also how many there are, again, just so we're just clear about that.
Yeah, sure. Sorry. So we have six council members and one mayor. The six council members split up different areas of Surprise, and our job is to represent that area. And if somebody in that area has a question, they can call us, and then we refer it to the city, and the city can make the necessary change, or sometimes they don't make the change based on statistics. So if you take that example of a stoplight, resident wants a stoplight at a certain area, you get a couple residents who want a stoplight at a certain area, they refer it to us, the council member, we refer it to staff. The staff can then take a study or do a look at that area where the traffic light's being proposed, and they can decide if have there been accidents there, has there been a lot of traffic in that area, and then based on the data they find, they can decide whether or not to move forward with that. And then another job the council has is the budget. Moving monies around different areas, different locations. That's another thing that we do too. Yep.
Amazing. Thank you so much for simple. Thank you so much, man.
No,
all right. Awesome. So, okay. So like, what is your, so you're only 26 or 27?
27.
Yeah. 27. Okay. And, so you're only 27 years old and you've already been teaching. You've already taught a whole, you've been teaching since 2016, you said, so that's 4 years or five.
5 years, year six now. Yep,
okay,
year
yeah.
six now.
So, yeah, year six, so you've already done so much in your life, like, and you're already city councilman, which, I'm curious, what is the average age of, like, our city council, like, to be city council, like?
Yeah. Sure, so the average, I mean, I don't know the exact average age. Most of the people I work with are, I would say four of them out of the seven total, including the mayor. So three council members and the mayor are retired, I believe, or they've come out of retirement for this. Just trying to think. Three or four. So about half of them are retired. The other half, we have jobs, but we have flexible jobs. So like with the teaching job, I'm able to do it because I'm off at 2:15 every day, and so I'm able to, you know, come and most people work until 5. So the city staff works until 5. I have to schedule all my meetings in the back half of the day, and so they're flexible with that. But the average age is probably older. I mean, most of our council members are probably over 60, over 50 or 60. We have one who just turned 40 and one who just turned 50. And those are the younger ones, we would say.
Oh, wow.
And so typically they're older. And the reason for that is because our city council salaries are in the 20,000. We make 27,000 a year. And so it's a good supplement for a retirement income, or it's a good income if you have another job already. But fortunately, it's a job that can be flexible. So you can do it with another job. It just depends on what job you're doing it with. If you work a 9-to-5 job, it'd be very difficult just because of the schedules conflicting with the city schedules, who the city employees also work 8 or 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wow, that puts things in perspective. I really appreciate you giving back, like, sure, really, and trying to make an impact, because that's what kind of stuck out to me when you were running. As soon as I found out you were running, I was like, whoa, that's super cool. Like, somebody that Christian, like, kind of we've grown up with, like, that's just gone to Valley Vista, and now you're teaching at Valley Vista, and now you're like part of the city council. Is just like super cool, and you're only 27. So I guess my following question would be, like, what is your goal? I already asked you, like, your goal, but, like, what is your overall, like, moving forward, what do you want to do? Do you want to, like, continue being in the city council and just, like, really make a strong impact and surprise, or do you want to, like, go bigger eventually? Why, like, as far as more, like, higher up, or what is your plan?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. I think being younger, people often all, you know, wonder, you know, what's down the road for you? What are your long-term goals and what are your long-term plans? And the answer I have isn't too exciting. It's, you know, I have so much I'm focusing on right now. It's hard to look, you know, it's hard to look that far ahead. You know, right now I'm making a difference in Surprise, and, you know, part of me really enjoys the city of Surprise, and, you know, I want to make a difference, at least before if I eventually leave here one day. I want to leave knowing that I left the city a better place than when I got here, and I knew that I did everything I could to ensure that to happen. But we'll see. You know, it just depends where God takes me. You know, I wonder that myself sometimes, and I ask myself and I ask God, you know, what do you have planned for me? You know, what's the next step? Am I going to even be teaching forever? You know, it's something that I enjoy, but, you know, and it works for right now, but I mean, you never know, and God can take you in another direction. And so, you know, I try to plan things out, and, you know, I got a master's degree. I just finished it in the spring for principalship. So, you know, if I ever wanted to be a principal or something, I could possibly do that down the road. So that's one option. You know, if I maybe end up one day pursuing higher office, you know, I'm not entirely sure. You know, maybe one day, I mean, people have asked if I want to run for mayor or run for Congress. And the question is, you know, it's tough. You know, sometimes if you've been in office for a good amount of time, sometimes people will approach you and ask you to run for certain things. And so we'll see what happens. But right now I want to be in Surprise and serve on the city council and just continue doing that. And I enjoy doing it. So, yeah.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that. 'Cause, like, if you would have been like, oh, I'm going to do this, that, and the other, I'm like, well, you don't really know that for sure, but I appreciate your honesty, and I really appreciate all you've done for this city already, because it's like, I saw on Facebook, and this is just, I don't, like, I just saw this because, and you were building, you're helping arrange a axe throwing and escape room in Surprise, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, so part of our job, too, with City Council, I forgot to mention earlier, is just promoting local businesses and trying to get the word out. You know, we have access to city resources to promote things that are going on in our city. And, you know, with the saying goes, great power comes great responsibility. So with access to this stuff, you know, it's a higher responsibility to use social media, which is becoming more and more common in our day and age, to promote things going on in the city, whether that's, you know, events the city is putting on or local businesses, or, you know, we're promoting, you know, initiatives or things that the city thinks are important, Amber Alerts, you know, all sorts of stuff. You know, our job is to get the word out there. That's the job of a councilman and mayor too. So
absolutely. That's amazing, man. Yeah. And So can you do the area that you're a part of? So you're a part of, like, literally you're kind of like head of the, I'm not, obviously you're not mayor, but like a part of, like, the area that we are right now, sure, including the Surprise Park. Can you explain that area and then the other areas of?
Sure. Yeah. So mainly the district represents City Center, and that's what I kind of tell people. But the neighborhoods it represents, let's see, so we have Kingswood Park in the north, which is just south of where Grand and Reams meet. That's the northern part of the district. Kingswood Park, and then Sun Village. And Sun Village is a gated senior community. And then south of that, on the very west side, next to Saraville, you have Mount Vista Ranch. That's this. That's the most west part of the district I serve. And then you have the Orchards, north and Orchards south, I believe. And then east of that, you have where we're at right now, City Center, and you have some apartment complexes, Stadium Village, which is where I used to live. East of here, I represent half of West Point. I split West Point with Councilmember Remley. And then I also represent all the businesses along Bell Road, in between those two areas. You have a lot of businesses along Bell Road. Most of those I represent. So down where Target is kind of like the eastern part of the district. I represent the Target, the Sprouts, you know, all the, and then all the small businesses in between. So Chef Peter's Bistro over in Sun Village, the Toast down in on Bell Road, all those small businesses along Bell Road, which I'm blanking on all the names. And then south, where I live, is in Sierra Verde, which is off of Greenway in Litchfield. And it's a strip right next to Royal Ranch, Sierra Verde. I live in actually one of the Christopher Todd apartments over there. And so that's actually where I live, at the southern end of the district. And we actually, so we're getting ready to start a redistricting process because the census just finished. And so every 10 years, they reapportion everything from the House in the U.S. Congress to the state legislature, the Arizona House, the Arizona Senate, to I think county gets reapportioned, and well, I don't know if school district does, because that might stay the same. I think it just depends on the schools. But our city council districts get redrawn too. And so we don't actually do that. We appoint a committee, and the committee works to redraw the map of Surprise, not the overall boundaries, but the divisions, because we want to make sure, you know, for instance, in Northwest Surprise, that's a really big section, because 10 years ago, nobody was living there. But now with Asante being there, we have to make sure that, you know, Roland Winters is the District 1 council member there. We have to make sure that he's not representing twice as many people as I am. Otherwise, it's kind of unfair, and it's kind of hard for us to do our jobs if one of us has double the people who are giving him a call every week and so on. So, yeah.
Wow, dude. This is very fascinating because I've literally grown up in Surprise. Yeah. And one thing I really don't like, and I'm sure you probably don't like this either, which is like people say there's nothing to do in Surprise, but I'm like, dude, we have a pool, we have a bath, like the best, Surprise Community Park. Like, I know it's just what you make it. They were saying like, oh, it's just what you make it of it. But I'm like, we have the Arrowhead Mall that's really close. We have like so many things, and I'm just like, you just got to make the best of it. And like, I love Surprise because I just love connecting with people. And then now we have like Ottawa right here, and just like, and then we have the Rangers and Royals. We have like spring training, which literally spring training, we can go to any spring training game. Like, there's like what, 15 different ones in Arizona or something like that. It's crazy. So like, I'm just curious, what would you say to somebody that says there's nothing to do in Surprise, which obviously there's, I've had the dream life in Surprise, but most of the time I talk to people and you seem like you've had like a great life in Surprise too, and you've made such an impact. And like, but what would you say to somebody who says like there's nothing to do in Surprise? Because I get that so often. Yeah. I'm sure you do too.
But. Sure. Yeah, and I think the answer is that's one of the reasons I ran for this office, was because I feel like that we still have work to do, and we have to make Surprise more family friendly. And I think we do that by creating places for people to work and for places for people to go. And I think we do that by focusing on three main areas. We have Prasada over by Costco, focusing there on bringing in entertainment, trying to bring in sales tax dollars. Any business that we get in Surprise that involves people shopping or buying food or paying for some sort of service, and it's in Surprise, the city gets a percentage of that sales tax, and it benefits the residents because it's something close by. So if we can continue to do that and to bring business in on Prasada area, that would be really beneficial financially for the city, but also entertainment wise for the city too. And then we have the city center area. Now the city center area it's not owned by Surprise. So the land we're in right now that we've been, I believe, given or leased or this area for us. But if you look outside, it looks like the side of the I-10. And it's frustrating for a lot of residents. And we have a lot of residential products coming in right now because that's just where the market is. And people don't get too excited about houses. But when you get businesses coming in, you have to get the houses first, because businesses want to make sure that they're going to have people to shop at them. And if they see a bunch of dust, they're not very excited to go to that area of dust, right? I mean, they want to have residents there. They want to have people there. They want to have businesses. They want to have business. They want to have people at their places. And the sad part is that, not the sad part, but the people who come first are the retail chains. You know, the chains who can take a risk, who can You know, I hate to use the term. I mean, we're not putting McDonald's in any time soon that I'm aware of at the city center, but those types of businesses, Whataburger's coming in next to Prasada. The mom and pop shops are usually, so it goes houses, then retail chains, and then small businesses are usually the last piece, because then they're like, okay, I can move in, I can survive, because we have people there, we have other businesses there that'll help draw people this way, and they're usually like the last piece. And so it's kind of a complicated answer, but as a city, we put out retail surveys every year, the Surprise Retail Survey, to get a sense of what people want in Surprise. And we have a fantastic economic development team with our economic director, Janine Yurkovich, who does a really good job at really just trying to get businesses here in the city that our residents want. And so she uses that retail survey. She played a big role in getting Costco here, and getting Costco, even though it's a brand and it's like a chain, it's very identifiable. And now we're getting people who want to come in because we have that Costco there as that anchor. So we just have to continue getting the anchors where we can, and then we want to continue making sure that we're being small business friendly, so that when businesses are coming in, they have a smooth process, that it's easy for them to start up their business and so on. Yep.
Heck yes, dude. This is really exciting to me, because I've just been grown up in Surprise, like I said, and it's really exciting to me. So I'll ask you one last question. And this could be two questions, so you can split this up. I wanted to ask you, two last questions pretty much. Is like, on your deathbed, say you had like the whole world watching you, and you were this like, what advice would you give as far as now? And also, like, what advice would you tell your younger self as well? Like,
yeah, sure. So there's a quote by John F. Kennedy that says, "Those who dare to fail miserably can achieve greatly." And I think at the end of the day, you know, I got where I am because of God, and because I was willing to put myself out there, and I was willing to not be afraid of failure. And that was a big piece of it, because I at the end of the day, when I was running for city council, I said, well, if I lose, what's the worst thing that'll happen is that I'm in the same position that I am right now. And so I decided to give it a shot and go for it. And at first I wasn't sure how it would go. And then all of a sudden it just took off, and God was good. And we won decisively, and then that wouldn't have been possible without him or the residents of Surprise. So, I think I would encourage people to take the chance, you know, to take the chance. I'm getting married in October to a fiance who I dated back in high school, and things when we dated in high school ended badly, and I really didn't expect to ever be back with her again, but I took a risk and I invited her out, you know, a couple years ago, and she said yes, and we hit it off, and now we're getting married. So those are two things in my life where if I would have been too afraid to fail, that wouldn't have happened, and that I would have been completely different if I didn't, you know, go through those experiences. And then what was the second question? It was something about
like your younger, what advice would you tell your younger self?
Yeah, I think just to, it kind of goes the other thing, but you know, just don't focus so much on the past. It's really easy to get caught up in mistakes you've made and allow them to affect your future. But really the past is the past, and you have to leave it behind. You want to learn from it, but you don't want to live it over and over and you know, fight it every single day. And really just to, I mean, I don't know. I think just stick with things, you know, go for it, stick with it. If you fail, get up, try again, you know, the classic stuff, but it's true. People say it for a reason. And I think just being persistent with something and not quitting, you can really accomplish a lot. I've heard too that, you know, you can accomplish almost anything in life if you're willing to give up other things to get there. And so if you're willing to give up certain areas to achieve something and chase your dream. And, you know, if you're not like happiness is priceless. I mean, if you can be happy, I mean, that is so much more valuable than, I mean, I've never been that financially, you know, so I've never been incredibly rich or anything, but I find that happiness is much more rewarding than having a lot of money in your bank account. So, yeah.
Heck yes, dude. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jack Hastings. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and this is Living Life Abundantly. Be sure to subscribe and check out Jack Hastings on Facebook, right? And you can see what's going on in Surprise. And thank you so much for listening, guys. God bless. Have a great day. And yeah.